The Ultimate Guide to Deep Cleaning Your Rental. Deep cleaning is the act of thoroughly cleaning your home from top to bottom. Traditionally carried out in the spring, it is often called spring cleaning. It's an ancient tradition, still followed by many people around the world. Iranians shake the house just before the Persian New Year. The Chinese sweep out all the bad luck that has accumulated in their homes before the Lunar New Year. Jewish people clean their homes in remembrance of the first Passover. And in many Catholic countries, homes and churches will be cleaned during Lent in anticipation of the Easter festivities. Whether you're a seasoned tenant or are living independently for the first time, understanding deep cleaning is essential. It isn't just about making your home look pristine and orderly, it's about creating a space that encourages physical and mental well-being. It can also be a symbolic or therapeutic process of clearing out the old to welcome in something new. In this post, we'll delve into the why, when, and how of deep cleaning your rental accommodation, with a special focus on the critical end of tenancy clean. The importance of deep cleaning. In the days of open fires and keeping doors closed to keep in the warmth, a spring clean was a time to open windows, doors, and clean the soot from the walls. Deep cleaning is about more than surface cleaning, though. It's about removing hidden dirt, allergens, and bacteria that can accumulate over time. By incorporating deep cleaning into your routine, you will enhance the way your home looks, but also create a healthier and more comfortable living environment for yourself and your loved ones. Taking time to do a deep clean can turn into a bit of a treasure hunt. It's only by taking the time to clean out the back of your junk drawer that you could find things that you haven't seen for several months. Decluttering and ordering your home will help you be more productive. You will be able to go straight to that thing that you are looking for without searching through piles of belongings and papers first. A spring clean could make you some money by revealing belongings that you can sell because you no longer need them. And then, as your tenancy draws to an end, the spotlight shifts to the essential task of end of tenancy cleaning. This thorough clean isn't just a courtesy, it's a contractual obligation. Landlords expect their properties to be returned in the same pristine condition as they were received, and failing to meet this standard could mean that you lose some or all of your deposit. Frequency of deep cleaning tasks. Annually, set aside time for a really deep clean that tackles every corner of your home. From shampooing carpets to cleaning upholstery and sorting out cupboards and drawers, these tasks will ensure that your rented property remains in good condition. Download and use our cleaning checklist to ensure that nothing gets missed. Every 3 months, focus on tasks like deep cleaning appliances, washing windows, and scrubbing grout to maintain the overall cleanliness and hygiene of your rental space. Every month, dedicate time to tackle tasks that often escape the regular cleaning routine. This includes dusting high and hard to reach areas, sanitizing frequently touched surfaces, and giving appliances a thorough wipe down. You could also choose a wardrobe or even a drawer and take everything out to clean inside. Sell or recycle what you no longer use or love and reorganize the things you want to keep. Each week, have a thorough clean by dusting surfaces, vacuum or wash floors, wash and change bedclothes, and clean toilets, bath or shower rooms. And take this opportunity to tidy up, fold and put away laundry, and deal with any unopened mail. And then daily, wipe away condensation, wash pots, clean kitchen and dining surfaces, and tidy away the items that you have used during the day. Sweep or vacuum heavy use floor areas if they need it. Tackle any spillages or stains as they happen to prevent them causing more damage or becoming more difficult to remove. Deep cleaning techniques and tips. Cleaning supplies and tools. Before starting your spring clean, stock up on essential cleaning products and equipment, from multi-purpose cleaners to microfiber cloths and scrub brushes. Having the right tools to hand can save time and give great results. You should use specialised cleaners for different surfaces, but you may already have some money-saving solutions in your kitchen. You may like to try these examples or tell us about your home cleaning hacks. A solution of white vinegar and water is great for cleaning glass without leaving streaks. Tomato ketchup is great for shining up a chrome shower hose. Smear it on, leave for a few minutes and rinse off to remove limescale, watermarks and to give a lovely shine. You may need more than one application and it is best to test on a small area first. A solution of fabric softener, disinfectant and warm water is great for cleaning woodwork and window frames. The anti-static properties in the fabric softener repel dust and the fragrance makes your room smell great. Spray a fine mist of vodka on surfaces to remove mildew smells. This works particularly well on soft fabrics and clothes that you haven't been able to dry quickly. End of tenancy deep cleaning. Many tenants find deductions from their security deposit at the end of their tenancy. The main reason for this is due to insufficient cleaning. If the room or property is not left in the same condition as when you moved in, the landlord will need to pay for professional cleaning. That cost will be deducted from your security deposit. Refer to the inventory that you would have signed when you moved in to check the original standard. Essentially, you need to prepare the property for the next tenant. Your tenancy agreement includes a clause that you agree to return the property in the same condition as it was when you moved in. By deep cleaning at the end of your tenancy, you are upholding your legal obligations as a tenant. Please note that if you've been in the property or room for more than 2 years, landlords and letting agents will take fair wear and tear into consideration. You can download and use our cleaning checklist to ensure that nothing gets missed from your end of tenancy clean. If you are living in a rented room or property, deep cleaning isn't just a chore. It's a commitment to maintaining a space that nurtures your well-being and respects your contractual obligations. By incorporating regular deep cleaning into your routine and prioritising the end of tenancy clean, you're not just upholding your responsibilities as a tenant, you're creating a home that's clean, comfortable and conducive to a fulfilling life.